Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome, everyone, to another fabulous episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. I'm calling to you live this week from wonderfully gorgeous weather, Bonita Springs, Florida, as we do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern Time. And today I have got my co-host and friend, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady herself from ProfitableStorytelling.com with me. Hello, Miss Rhonda. Well, I had you. Where'd you go? There you are.
I'm right here. Hey.
How are you?
It's great. It's a beautiful day in the Ozarks. My goodness, it's sunny. It's about 63 degrees. It's just delicious outside.
Wow, does it get any better than that?
No, it's November 1st and beautiful weather. I'm loving my life. Woo!
Me too. So how was your trip last week?
Oh, well, it was really great. When I was on the show last week, I was visiting my good friend in Denver, and I'd had an opportunity to meet Chief Robert and Terry Lynn Taltree in person. I've worked with them for over a year, never met them, so that was a treat as well.
The founders of HowToLiveOnPurpose.com.
Yes, yes, of which Gina and I are both founding ambassadors, and you can read articles by us there on that site as well. So it was a real treat to meet them in person. And the seminar I went to before that was fabulous, too. So it's always good to be back home, though, as much as I love the traveling.
And I'm just on my way out. We're leaving tomorrow for Atlanta to attend JVL Live with Ken MacArthur this weekend. And for those of you who are listening from the Atlanta area, plan on getting together with us Saturday for dinner, even if you can't be at JV Alert Live. You know, there's two events going on in Atlanta this weekend that are both JV Alert Live and the Dan Kennedy event going on at the same time.
Wow.
So I'm organizing a little collaboration on Saturday night where a bunch of the people from Dan Kennedy's event are coming over to meet a bunch of us going to JV Alert Live for dinner on Saturday night.
Well, that sounds fantastic, and I hope you have a great time, and please say hello to everybody for me. I will miss them.
I most certainly will. So I know we have a great show lined up for folks today. Why don't I go ahead and let you do the honors?
Absolutely. We have not really talked about this in not too much, I mean, interspersed in things, but to have a show dedicated to helping you follow up. I saw a message from somebody recently that said that he had been to an event and expressly given his card to, I think it was about 20 different people, saying that he was specifically interested either in one of their products or in promoting one of their products to his list or doing a joint venture or something. You know, in other words, not just a let's trade business cards.
Uh-huh.
There was intention behind it. And of those people who went home from the seminar, and would you like to guess how many of those 20 people actually followed up and contacted him?
I would venture to guess on the order of one.
Well, you are thinking one too many.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And this was Adam Urbanski, and I saved the name because you know him. He is somebody who, I mean, if you had an opportunity or he was interested in you, it would be well worth your time to follow up with somebody. He is not just somebody who opened his shingle, put up a shingle yesterday. he's very experienced. He's very well known in his area for transforming businesses. So,
well, and he has such an amazing list that it loves him to death. So it is an extremely responsive list as well. Holy cow, that blows me away.
If he told me, Rhonda, I want to promote one of your products, I wouldn't be able to send him follow-up and get with him fast enough. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things where, but, and I think part of the issue that I observe with people, Gina, and I know you do too, is when you lack a system and you leave it to chance or your mood or whatever, you are really dooming yourself to failure, right?
Yeah, you really are. And, you know, events can be so one of two things, so amazingly profitable or so much of a huge waste of time and money. And the key is what we're talking about today, having the follow-up in place so that it can turn a waste of time and money into a profit center.
Absolutely. And going to an event should be a profit center, or even if you happen to meet somebody on an airplane or at your local restaurant or at the dry cleaners or whatever. It, you know, the principle is really the same, that when you find the right person, it's really the way that you follow up that will determine whether that was a profitable encounter or just a waste of your time, effort, and business cards and whatever.
Well, and let me mention that normally, until a year or so ago, we had been going to 14-plus events per year. Now, in
right.
the last 12 months, with our motorhome issues, we've been stationary. I think I've been to 3, maybe 4 events this year. To get the same level of profitability in the last 12 months as I did in the prior 12 months has cost me probably on the order of 20 times more time, somewhere between 10 and 15 times more money, because it takes so much more effort to generate the same amount of traffic and leads with things online as compared to using the relationships that I would build at these events.
Right.
So much easier. Go to the event, have a great time, have some drinks, learn a little bit, meet some great people, make a bunch of money. Or sit behind your desk, boring, by yourself, boring, write a bunch of blog posts, talk to people on Facebook, spend hours every day getting traffic.
Pain
much harder.
Yeah, not to mention it's pain in the butt, it's harder, it's not interesting. And it's really the slow method, and, I mean, we always talk about joint ventures is really helping you fast track, and the same thing is with relationships of people that you meet at live events and can do the follow-up. And with you going to JV Alert and so many of your students I know are going there, I thought what a perfect time to talk about follow-up and really help people get a systematic way of doing it and get things in place to make the follow-up easy.
Now, we would be very remiss if we didn't mention that there are many different ways of building a system to do the follow-up. And on today's show, we're going to talk about not just one, but several of them.
Right.
It doesn't
Absolutely.
Matter which of them you choose to use. What's critical is that you pick one, make it into a system that is your own, and you use it. Don't just get it and then sit there and do nothing with it. Even if you only go to 1 or 2 events per year, just the connections you can make at 1 or 2 events per year could build a 7-plus figure business easily. But the follow-up is critical. Over the years, I have met thousands of people at events, and it is so interesting to me to watch what happens with the people that I'm meeting in terms of the follow-up. I bet less than 1% of the people I've met all these years have actually done something to follow up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I give them my business card and I say, look, I'd love to promote your stuff. Look, I'd like to help you do this. Give me a call. And if I want to help them, I'm not going to follow up. I'm going to wait for them to initiate it because that tells me how much effort and time to put into it on my side, right?
Exactly. Of course it does. Right.
One out of maybe 500 will actually take the next step and do something with contact info I just gave them.
Right.
It's amazing how few do.
Right.
I have had some very interesting relationships triggered by follow-up systems that they had in place that then put the ball in motion. One of the really interesting ones is a guy who is a master when it comes to networking. Have you ever heard the name Ken Roshan, Rhonda?
I've heard the name. I have not had the pleasure to meet him or get acquainted or anything.
I have known of Ken for probably the last 8 to 10 years. He has a number of books on networking, including one that became a New York Times bestseller. He actually travels around the world talking about the power of networking at events all over the world. And this guy is on the road probably 250 to 300 days a year. He's really sought after as a speaker on the topic of networking.
Right.
This guy is amazing when it comes to the follow-up. For years, I'd known of him, but never really connected with him. One day, I stumbled across him on Facebook, and I went, you know, I should introduce myself. So I invited the guy to become my friend. I sent him a little note saying, hey, we should really connect. And there was a phone number on his wall, so or on his info on at Facebook. So I said, you know, I'm going to try and reach him. So I gave him a call and I left him a voicemail. Nothing. Didn't hear back from him at all. Fast forward about 4 or 5 months, somebody taps me on the shoulder at JV Alert and says, hi, I'm Ken Roshan. You invited me as your friend on Facebook. I'm like, holy cow. Now, my expectation is immediately, I did all this stuff out there, left him a voicemail, sent him a message, didn't hear back from him. I'm thinking this guy's not going to bother, right? I'll meet him and that'll be it.
Right.
So he gives me a copy of his book, autographs his book. I give him my business card and I say, you know, I'd really love to get together and talk about something we might be able to do together. Don't know what that could be, but let's talk about it. And he had to leave early at JV Alert. 24 hours after JV Alert ends, I get an email from Ken Roshan with a personal video that he created, like a 2-minute video that is just for me. It's Ken saying, hi, Gina, it was so great to meet you at JV Alert. I am blown away that he actually took the 2 minutes to create this video for me. That's all it is an email with this video in it. I'm like, man, that was cool. Well,
you know,
2 days later, I get another message from him, again another video, inviting me to call him to set up a time for us to talk. And I'm like, how did this guy do that? Why? It's just, wow. You know what he was using?
Hmm.
Mojo Video Marketing.
Uh-huh. I was wondering, I wonder if it's Mojo because we've had them on our show, but I thought, well, maybe it's something else. I don't know. Mojo Video Marketing, how great. But, you know,
He did. And 2 days later, when I didn't respond to the second video, I get a third video on my cell phone. Gina, I didn't hear from you. I'm wondering, I thought we really connected. Can we talk? On my cell phone. Blew me away, Rhonda. Will I ever forget this guy in my life? Ever?
Never. It wouldn't, even if whether you did a deal or not right then, you will absolutely never, ever forget him. And I'm sure, I mean, that is so great. He obviously has a system. He planned it out. He didn't just leave it to chance. And he has planned his whole system out meticulously.
When I finally did connect with him by telephone, which after the third message on my cell phone, how could I not, right? You have to respond to that.
Hello.
One of my first questions for him was, you know, I know you were, like, working your way through the crowd at JV Alert. How many people did you send this kind of a message to? He sent 106 video messages, 2 minutes each, personalized, to 106 people.
And
when I did finally talk to him, how many of them responded?
How many?
Over 90.
90, great. That really was the difference.
big difference because most people just don't respond when you do follow up. Maybe 50% will. To get 90 out of 106 blew me away.
Wow. That is amazing. That is so great. And it shows you the power of having a system. And I'm sure that the only major difference in those videos was the hi Gina versus hi someone else. And maybe
you got
a sentence or two, and maybe a sentence or two relevant to the conversation. You know, hey, it sounds like you're doing great things with Directions University or, you know, whatever, something like that. That was probably the only thing. I bet you he has that down to a science to where he can bang those things off very quickly. And if you imagine
apparently, what he does is he creates a two-minute message that doesn't have the introduction and the call to action in it.
Nice.
Then he records like a 10-second intro and a 5 or 10-second call to action at the end, edits the one core video that he created. So to create 106 videos took him under an hour to create.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's amazing. Because
now,
if he had to do them separately. Yeah, so let's think about it real quick. Is if he was doing those separately, it would probably take him, if you want to think start to finish, 5 minutes to get the whole thing recorded and uploaded and blah, blah, blah. So would you like to do 106 times 5 minutes, you know,
right.
530 minutes, or would you rather have a core message and then take 1 hour to do 106? That is a system. That is amazing. It's even not so bad the other way around because, hey, if it's going to turn into 90 contacts, it would still be worth 5 minutes apiece. But how much better to have it worked out to where you have one core message, you do an intro and outro, and you're done.
He sent up 4 video messages for 106 people in one afternoon, loaded them all into Mojo, told them whether to send it via email or SMS and when, and was done in an afternoon to follow up with 106 people.
Nice.
Really
that
awesome.
Very, very cool. Very cool.
And
that's one heck of a follow-up system.
The other really memorable connection, of all these connections, there are two that are really memorable. The other really memorable one is both of our good friends, Larry Binet.
Mm-hmm.
Larry calls himself the connector, and Larry is just the best networker I have ever met in my life, without any exceptions, the best networker I've ever met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Larry's system uses something called Send Out Cards, which I know you also use, Rhonda.
ProfitableStorytelling.com/cards, and you can send a free card on me. It is a great system.
Oh, awesome. What Larry does, Larry actually spends a lot of time hobnobbing and networking with millionaires and billionaires. He's moved from Atlanta to L.A. because there are more millionaires and billionaires there for him to network with.
Mm-hmm.
When he meets someone, he gets their card. He goes and keys their info into his send-out card system.
Mm-hmm.
He then puts in their birthday, their anniversary, any other pertinent date, and sets up immediately in a couple of seconds messages that are going to get sent to them via snail mail on their birthday, their anniversary, and maybe one other holiday kind of thing during the course of the year. And within 24 to 48 hours after meeting someone, he's initiated the initial message that goes out to them, which is a card that has Larry's handwritten message inside of it.
Yep.
Thanking them for the introduction, you know, mentioning something that really says that it's Larry writing as opposed to somebody else, something from their conversation, letting them know why he wants to follow up and what could come of the relationship, et cetera.
Well,
oftentimes, if it's someone he really wants to impress, he'll include some sort of a gift in there, like a Starbucks gift card or something else.
Yep.
It just blows people away.
Yeah, I love it. The thing, the really cool thing about send-out cards, well, there's many cool things. One of the very cool things is you can set up what they call campaigns. Think of it as an autoresponder via snail mail.
Wow.
So, And I don't know if you even really knew this. So, I mean, yes, it's very true. Well, for example, I have a campaign that's called Radio Guest. Whenever somebody is a guest on our show, Gina, they receive a card. Well, it's from both of us, but I, you know, pay for it and take care of it. And that card has your picture, the DU logo, you know, radio image, and a message in there thanking them so very much for being a guest on our show. And that's a campaign.
My goodness.
So whenever somebody, that's why when I ask someone, please, to be our guest, and they say yes, and in their confirmation message, one of the things I say is, will you please send me your, you know, snail mail address and your birthday? And so they also get into my birthday campaign. And the other thing that I can do with those is I have a series of messages that I send out to people, excuse me, when I meet them at an event where I can get their card and their information and so forth. And I can send them a series of success tips. And so they get something right away, and then a month later they get something else, and a month later they get something else, a different card with a different tip in there. So I have that set up, so all that has to happen is set up their contact info once and tell it to initiate the particular campaign, whichever one it is that I want. And if that campaign has one message or five or ten or whatever, it just goes boom, 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 and I don't have to think about it. So whenever I get somebody's birthday, the first thing I do is put them into my birthday card campaign, and it doesn't matter when the next birthday is, whether it's tomorrow or in 6 months, they're going to get a card, and it's automatically done. And that's a really cool thing.
Well, and I don't know if you've gone to the store to buy a greeting card recently, but if you go to the store to buy a greeting card, they're like $5 to $6 to buy a greeting card these days.
Oh, yeah.
Like expensive?
No. If you buy a greeting card from the store, they're $5. And I have some to prove it. I have some really beautiful cards that my father has sent to me Christmas or birthdays or whatever. And I always flip them over and look, because I'm in send-out cards. And I will look, $4.95, $5.95. One of them was $7.95. And I'm like,
I just got one recently that was $6.95. I was like, holy cow.
Exactly. And I can send one with photos. The card that I send to our radio guest cost me like $2 to send it, including the postage and the fact that it's customized with pictures in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
Yeah, customized photo card, $2. And if you just want to use, they have over 6,000 pre-made cards that you can still personalize the inside. And by the way, they do have a thing where you can say first name, so if you use it in a campaign, it'll pop in the person's correct name. You won't accidentally send someone a card that says, hey, Sue, if their name isn't Sue. Right, so they have over 6,000 cards you can send. Their gifts are very affordable. I don't know if you've tried to send a gift basket or, you know, a box of candy to somebody lately, but a lot of times it can cost you $30, and you look at what you got, and it's like, God, that's just hardly worth $10, right?
Exactly.
There are all kinds of gifts there, and they're everything from, you can send books, like The Go-Giver by Bob Berg, who was our guest here. I send that to my mentoring clients as one of their first things they receive from me is a physical package with a welcome card and The Go-Giver in it.
Nice.
Right.
And I mean,
and so that's
even cool. Like the little Starbucks gift cards, there's all different kinds of gift cards that you can send with a send-out
right.
card.
They have that, yeah, Starbucks, and they also have, and Adam Urbanski, who was our guest on this show, he's the only guest who has ever sent me a card, and thanking him for the invitation. And it was a send-out cards as well. But they have gift cards from Target, and they have just like a Visa gift card, and they also have it from the restaurant chain, like Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, I know.
Yeah,
yes,
they have
someone
Olive Garden.
Send me an Olive Garden card once before.
There's like 4 different restaurants. I think it's Olive Garden, Chili's, and the fish place with the Cheddar Bay biscuits. That, you know, they have
Red
4
Lobster.
Different restaurants. Yeah, so, yeah, they have several that. They also have these brownies. Oh, these are the most amazing brownies in the world. And it costs you just a little over $10 to send out 4 gourmet brownies in a nice box and everything. And they are, I mean, they are so good. You've never tasted better brownies than these. And that's the type of thing where when I first got some, I thought, oh, man, these must have cost $25 just to send out 4 brownies. And when I was in send-out cards, I was like, oh, man, you're kidding. This is great. So a lot of people get brownies.
Well, you know, think about the impact that you make on someone when you either A, send them an email, or B, send them either a video message on their cell phone, or better still, a snail mail message with a message that says, get your next latte on me, or get your next mocha frappuccino on me, whatever you saw them drinking at the event. Which one's going to make a bigger impact?
Exactly. Having the card. The other thing is you can now even put a video inside the send-out cards, and they can either access it through a Q code or through a link. And you can say, hey, Gina, it was so great meeting you at JV Alert Live. I want you to get your next mocha on me and, you know, have the Starbucks card in there.
And have a video in it, too?
Uh-huh. You can have a video in the card. They can either go to a link, a short link, or they can go to use their phone and use the Q code thing on there and just play it off of their phone.
Wow. You know, I just saw my first video the other night. You know how they have the previews when you rent a DVD?
Yeah.
At the end of each preview, it puts a Q code up on your screen now so that you take a picture of your TV screen to get the information about the upcoming movie.
I'll be darned. Those Q codes are the darndest things. I got an app that way for my Android phone, and I was like, this is so cool.
It really is. It is the neatest thing. How impressed would a prospective JV partner be with you sending them a snail mail message with a gift card and a QR code in it?
I love it. Yeah, and if they didn't have a phone, they could use a link. I mean, it's just very cool. And so when you think about it, in this age where there was a time when everybody went, oh, email, and they sent those e-cards, now people are getting back to, God, I really miss the personal touch. And so sending real cards is becoming a big deal. And they send out cards just now today, in fact, as of right now today, is just introducing I am posters where you can put up I am statements and then hang it on your wall with a picture. And vision boards with photos that you put up, and you know, a few other things where you can add the photos to it. But it's such a great way for follow up for people, and it's so much more affordable than people would imagine, because the gifts that they have, they really do keep the prices low. I'm sure partly because of the volume.
Well, how much does it cost to join send out cards? Just so everyone really gets this, we're not talking thousands here, guys.
No, if you want to just use send out cards as a, I just want to send out some cards, you know, whenever I feel like it, you can do that for like $15 a month. You can get enough to send out some cards and some postage. And you, if you want to actually grow a team and be an entrepreneur with it, it's like $400. And for the rest of your life, you'll be able to get the wholesale prices, and you'll be able to send all the cards and gifts you want, have your own website where people can come and order cards, or where they can join, or whatever.
And when you do take the higher level package as the entrepreneur package, you get like a dashboard where you can keep track of your contacts and their birthdays and that kind of thing as well. So it's not just having the ability to send out the cards. It actually gives you the system to track the stuff, just like you were getting an AWeber or a MailChimp autoresponder.
Exactly. And you can see which card you sent. And like sometimes I go, oh, I wonder, did I really put them into the birthday thing? Because it will send you a reminder a week before a birthday. It will say, hey, Joe Smith's birthday is November 9th, and you can see and make sure, did I actually put Joe Smith in my reminder, my birthday card campaign, or did I not? And you can see if it sent the card, and if it did, great, and if it didn't, you can run in there and put him in there so that he will get a card on or slightly before his birthday.
Well, and one of the coolest things about these cards is when you first join, they have you do a handwriting thing that gives them a sample of your handwriting. You have to write certain sentences and stuff so that they get a good example of your handwriting. You can do printing, you can do cursive, you can do whichever one you want, whatever is you. They then take that and digitize it to create your own personal font. So when they're customizing the messages for you, it's not just some printed font that gets put in there. It physically looks like you actually wrote it in your handwriting in ink. And even the envelopes will be personalized with your handwriting, not just some typewritten label. That's the most impressive part.
That is, and you get that as part of the entrepreneur package if you get that. Otherwise, you can buy it separately. And the cards do have a real stamp, not just one of those postmark type of things that are digitized. The real stamp that gets put onto the card. When I mention that, because a lot of times when people see those with the little postmark thing on there, they they go, that's nothing, and they throw it out. But this has a real stamp, and it looks as if somebody personally did write out the envelope and stamp it. Even though it was done by a machine, it's still a real stamp.
It really blows me away how great these cards look. I mean, they are not some chintzy, crappy piece of paper that's flimsy. In many of the cards that I've received through Send Out Cards, they look better than going to Hallmark and buying cards at Hallmark.
They do. Yeah, because they're glossy. And they cost as much of the El Cheapo cards that you might buy at the drugstore, but they're high gloss. You could have a pictures
they
on
cost
them.
As much as the cheapo cards at the dollar store, Rhonda.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, because really, and it's the thing is also, if you are at the entrepreneur level, it's a little bit cheaper to send the cards. It'll cost you a little bit less, but they're just beautiful cards. They're high gloss, and they're just amazing. And the other thing is, because you can set up that campaign, it really means when you're tired after a seminar, all you have to do is either get someone to put this stuff in for you or input the information, tell it to send whatever your follow-up campaign is called, and however many messages you have in there, whatever, it'll be out there for you. Boom, on autopilot.
Well, and let's go back to talking about a follow-up system for a minute.
Right.
Send Out Cards really is the entire system already created for you. You don't have to do anything more than simply input the name and their birth dates and contact info. That's it.
Right.
With other tools, you really have to create the system yourself. You can use the tools to help you with it, but it isn't a complete system all by itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, if you really think about what it costs you to go to an event, you know, events are not cheap. Even if you don't stay at the event hotel and you go down the road to the El Cheapo Super 8 or something, by the time you look at the transportation, the cost of admission, the stay, the food, the lost time, you're talking about an investment in the thousands, not in the tens or hundreds of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really going to take the time to go to events and invest that kind of money, you really don't want to go with the intention of just, I went to an event and had a great time. Treat it just like you would treat any other investment in your business. You don't go and buy an autoresponder just to have one. You're going and buying an autoresponder knowing that it will get you a certain return on your investment. And the same is true when you're going to events. And in the case of events, the money is really in the follow-up. So if you're just going and collecting business cards and not doing anything with them, or even if you're going to the event and then sending an email via follow-up, for a teeny tiny fraction of what you already invested in the going to the event in the first place, you can have a very impressive follow-up system in place that will make it much more likely to get you a return on the investment of time and money. Did I just drop off? All of a sudden it got really quiet. Are you still there, Rhonda?
I am absolutely still there. I muted out for just a moment because we had a truck going by. So,
gosh, all of a sudden it got so quiet it sounded like I lost my phone connection.
Naturally, right as you stopped, I hadn't quite got the mute button hit again or the unmute button hit. So, yeah, I mean, that's very, yeah, so it's always timing, right? But that's really very true when you figure all that it takes and how little it takes to follow up, and especially, my gosh, and send out cards, it's so easy to set up a follow-up campaign, you know, with one or two or five or however many messages you want. And that type of thing makes it easy for you to do what you should do and follow up. And when somebody gets a card, so many times when I send a physical card, I get either a phone call, because, of course, my phone number is in there, and I'll get either a phone call back or I will get a message or something, or they'll say thank you on my Facebook wall or something of that nature. And so it's very, very much worth it to have that system in place to nurture the relationships.
Well, and although you can follow up via email totally free, it won't cost you a penny. You have to keep in mind that when you're networking and you're wanting other people to do something with you, it really is something that requires them to do something they didn't plan on doing originally. You're really a distraction in their life. You've got to make a big enough impact on them to really want them to willingly allow the distraction into their world. And you just don't always make that kind of an impact with a simple little email. They
right.
just have too many people that they do have contacting them. They have too much on their plate already, and they really
right.
don't need you to help them get better results. They're doing okay on their own for the most part. So really, to stand out from the crowd, especially if you're brand new in your business, you haven't really gotten a big list together, you don't have gobs of traffic, you need every little edge you can get in order to
right.
really get the right people to see you and be willing to do something different than they had already planned.
Right.
What's great about send out cards is, while it is pretty popular and there are lots of people using it, I bet you any money they haven't even touched 1% of their potential market yet.
Well, not only that. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, and you're right. They haven't. There's a lot of people that could use it. And then of the ones who do, there are a lot of people who just use it to send out birthday cards or their Christmas cards, or they might send the occasional card or whatever, but they're not using the system to the max. They're not necessarily using the campaigning abilities and the basically postcard or physical card autoresponder function of it. And so for you to do that even would set you above other send out cards distributors or people who have that service.
I bet it takes me 1,000 people giving them my phone number, email address, snail mail address before I get one person sending me a send-out card back, about 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of events. I mean, to get 1,000 people to get my contact info so they could send me a snail mail message through send-out cards is probably a good 10 events.
Mm-hmm.
One out of 10 events might send me a send-out card. Imagine
right.
if you're really using send out cards to follow up with every person that you meet at the event, more than likely you're going to be the only one at the event actually doing it that way. And
right.
that can make a very big impact even on really well-known people. I mean, Jack Canfield. Somebody yesterday was telling me that they really would love to get Jack Canfield as a JV partner, so that they would have a way to sell Jack's high-end products as their own. I'm like, you know, you got to find a way to get yourself in front of him and get him to notice you. While he doesn't normally have affiliate commissions on high-end coaching programs, for the right person, he would definitely do it. I am sure he's a businessman first and foremost.
Well, exactly. Who wouldn't if you have the right partner?
Yeah. If you know that Jack Canfield is someone that you really want to work with in some way, shape, or form, figure out where he's going to be, what events he's speaking at, put a plan together to get your butt to that event, make sure that you get to go up and shake his hand and introduce yourself, ask him for his snail mail address, and you send out cards to follow up with him. If you've shook his hand personally, really, you know, introduced yourself and then send a card like that, include a gift with it, is Jack Canfield going to notice you? Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah. You send Jack some of those brownies, he'll notice you, and it'll cost you like 10 or 11 bucks. And by the way, when you meet somebody in person, in addition to shaking their hand, Gina, I'd like to tell them how to amp it up one notch.
Oh, great idea, Rhonda.
So this is so easy. Have your friend or somebody behind you in line, hand them your phone or your camera, and you say, listen, when I go and shake Jack's hand, would you please snap our picture? When you send him a card, put that picture in there, because he's shaken how many hands at these events, right? But when he sees the picture of you and whatever you were wearing that day, shaking his hand, and you just have said, it was so nice meeting you at the blah, blah, blah event, he will definitely remember you because of that. I mean, one of the best pictures that I really love is I had an opportunity to meet some pretty big people, and by taking pictures with them, now I have those memories forever. Mark Victor Hansen is one of those. I stood in line for 2 hours so I could have a picture taken with him, essentially.
Well worth it.
It was well worth it. I didn't mind standing in line one bit because I was holding up my first book, and I have a picture with him that somebody, I didn't even know somebody in line just snapped the picture for me.
Wow, that's awesome.
And so easy to do, and most people have a camera in their phones anymore.
Well, and to be able to include that picture in the card, it makes you instantly recognizable. And the minute
right.
they bite into those brownies, your picture is emblazed into their mind permanently.
Yeah, because there's some good brownies.
Well, and
yeah,
everybody that I meet at an event knows that I drink Starbucks lattes. They see me with
right.
the Starbucks the entire weekend. If they've met me at the event, they always ask me, what are you drinking? I see you with one of those every place you go. And even if there isn't a Starbucks in that hotel, Bill has gone to wherever Starbucks is to get me my 2 lattes a day. It's something that I'm known for, right? You don't
right.
know me for very long and not know that I drink Starbucks lattes.
Right.
When people follow up with me and they send me a $5 Starbucks gift card so that my next latte is on them, I don't ever forget them. They thought mm-hmm. enough to actually make a note that Gina drinks Starbucks lattes, and they then go out and send me a card, physical card, snail mail-like. It's just, it makes an impression that nothing else can make.
Mm-hmm. That is for sure.
Now let's talk for a minute about what the message might say, Rhonda. Because this is a piece that a lot of people don't do well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of people kind of...
I'm going to mute for a second while Fritz is getting his barking out.
Yeah, he's getting his yayas out. A lot of people have a tendency to rush the relationship and to rush towards consummating the deal, and I use that strong word very much intentionally. So if you want to do a joint venture with them or whatever it happens to be, if you end up rushing too much and you make it all about you and you say something like, oh, I can't wait for our joint venture, I know we're going to make a lot of money together, or something like that, that is likely to be a big turnoff. When your focus is on that person and on adding value to that person, it's so much better. So when you say, it was a pleasure meeting you at JV Alert Live, and you say something about your contact, whatever it might happen to be, that'll be just personal depending on what your exchange was like. It could even be as, boy, that purple blouse looks so great on you, you should definitely wear that frequently, or whatever it happens to be, right? And then make an invitation for them to contact you. Don't make it all about you. Don't push. You can't go from hello to marry me in one sentence, and that's what a lot of people try to do. And, I mean, I've actually had people walk up to an event without even knowing who I am and say, hi, want a JV with me? Like, no, I don't know who you are if there's value. And I also had somebody follow up from this recent event who's in a very different field, and I don't think really even knows what I do, because he was kind of a business card collector type, you know, talking about wanting to get together for to help out each other's businesses. Well, I don't even know that there's a good fit there. So just realize, nurture the relationship, but don't have an expectation of a set outcome right away. Just move it forward to the next contact. And that's really going to help you get a lot better results with your follow-up efforts. Make it about adding value to them, not about extracting something from them. Go with an open giving hand, not a grab hand.
Yeah,
that's going to make a big difference.
Don't even talk about a potential joint venture when you're first meeting them or even in your first follow-up. It's just not the right time. When you're sitting there meeting them for the first time or following up with them for the first time and you're saying, hey, I want a JV with you, it's kind of like you just went out on a blind date, and while you were on the blind date, you said, hey, let's get married.
Right.
Are
exactly.
they going to marry you on the blind date? I don't think so. If you're lucky, you might get another date.
Maybe.
You probably won't even get from the blind date to going steady all in the first date. It doesn't happen very often. And when you're going out introducing yourself or following up from the introduction, saying, hey, let's joint venture, that's exactly what you're doing. Even
right.
saying something like, hey, I want to sell your stuff, might not be going all the way to the level of, okay, you're asking them to get married on the blind date. But it is kind of like you're telling them you want to go steady on the blind date.
Exactly.
Again, a little too far, a little too fast. Both
right.
when you're meeting them and when you're following up with them, work just at building the relationship. And the fastest, easiest way to really build the relationship is to do what you do so well, Rhonda. Ask a simple question. How may I serve you?
That's my favorite.
You do that so well.
Yeah, and it's funny because I've had people go, well, that just sounds so, I don't know, just so stilted and so weird. And like, yeah, but try it sometime and see. It's like magic. It is the magic pixie dust of questions, because even if somebody is like, huh, I don't quite know, but now you're in the top of their mind. And I just sent
right.
a message like that to somebody who I am actually his affiliate, and we know each other, and I was on his terrestrial radio show just about a year ago. So we know each other, we're familiar, and I have sent him a couple of send-out cards and whatever. And I went in and told him, hey, I was looking for this particular product to promote, and I'm not seeing it. Just wondering what's up with that, and I would love to do anything I can to serve you or help you out. Please let me know. And he got back with me right away, and we'll be on a phone conversation this week. So it's not at all stilted or strange. To me, I've used it a lot, so it's very comfortable for me. And just like any new skill, just get comfortable with it.
Well, if you start with your introduction offering to serve them, it was great meeting you. How can I serve you? Let me know if there's ever anything I can do for you.
Right.
Then in your follow-up, you tell them it was really great meeting you. If I can ever be of service, please don't hesitate to contact me. And then maybe in parentheses something like, some of the ways that I could serve you are I could help write articles promoting your stuff. I could get you in touch with some of the other people I know that could help build your business. Give them a couple of small examples. These
mm-hmm.
cannot, and I got to say this like really strongly here, these cannot be things that you expect to get paid to do. They are
right.
truly things you are doing simply to serve. Nothing
right.
more than that.
Right.
Just
exactly.
to grow the relationship. And even if they don't pick you up on the offer and come back and tell you how you can serve them, if you really do want to make an impact on someone, go and be of service without them even knowing it. And
mm-hmm.
then let them know that you did it. You're also
mm-hmm.
really good at this part, Rhonda.
Well, when I first started online, I have a great story about this very thing. when I was first starting online, this was a whole new world for me. I'd hardly been online, period, much less doing anything about marketing a business. So I was brand new at the point of realizing I needed to learn something about marketing. I happened to come across Larry Binet, the connector. I don't remember how, but I was on a free teleseminar that he did, and before the seminar started, he was talking either to himself or to someone else in the room saying, man, I really should make some kind of a study guide for these calls. I just never get around to it. So I went, well, I'm going to take notes anyway. So I took notes, and I made him a study guide. I put his copyright, his website. I grabbed the banner from his website with his picture on it and put copyright Larry Binet, you know, that type of thing on there. I had a border around it. It was nicely formatted and spaced and everything. And at the end of the call, I said, I heard you say you needed a study guide, so I just went ahead and made one for you. And he was really, and I did that just to help him out because it's easy for me to do that. I do that stuff all the time. I'm really good at making educational materials. So that really impressed him. And since then,
your name has come up in conversation with Larry Binet, and you know, to this day, he remembers that. You know, when I first met her, she made me this study guide. It was amazing. And he now tells everybody else that he knows about it.
Cool. Which I didn't know that part, you know, because I met him once in person. And it was, maybe a few months after I had made him that guide. And he did thank me for it in person. But I never realized that he was still talking about it to this day. That's pretty cool. But I didn't do it to get something from him. I haven't called in a favor or something. No, nothing like that whatsoever.
Well, but the point is, it creates what I call evangelists. Evangelists are people who, in talking about themselves, naturally bring your name up simply because you've made such an impact on their life. And I know that Larry has used you as an example on teleconferences that he's done. I know that when your name has come up in our conversations, he's brought this up to me. That's truly the epitome of an evangelist. Someone who, in talking about themselves, is bringing up your name. And it's because you come from a place of service genuinely. So part of your follow-up system should incorporate ways that you can really serve. You may not be able to go and create a study guide for each and every person that you network with, but then again, it may not serve each and every person that you network with to do that.
Right.
Ask enough questions when you're meeting someone to really figure out what you could do to serve them. Then follow up with them in a way that shows them what you did to serve them, not so that it can make you money, but simply with the intention of furthering the relationship.
Right.
Most of the contacts that I meet, I really don't have a plan when I first meet them for what that relationship is going to do to make me money. I simply come from a place of service, let the relationship unfold, and the ideas for making money come to me from the relationship, just the natural course of it.
Right.
But if you start with a place of service, it will make it so much easier for the money-making ideas to come to you. And they will turn into not just a one-time joint venture, but into long-term alliances where you both work at helping the other grow their business over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it's just about going in with an open mind and really, truly listening for what is their pain or what is it that they're missing or lacking or that they want more of or whatever. Sometimes it's meeting, they want to meet a certain person. Sometimes it's they need some particular thing done or whatever it might be. And if you have the skill to help them, just go ahead and do it because magic does happen from that. It really does.
It really does. You're right.
It's really
about
getting
other things that you want to look into with following up.
Yeah, I wanted to just give people real quick like a three-step system that they can use is, you know, for their follow-up, just to help make it easy and tie things together, if I might do that.
Please do.
Okay, so the first thing is that you want to choose the system, the way that you're going to follow up, and really commit to that system, whether it's send out cards from profitablestorytelling.com/cards or whether it's something else. But choose a system and commit to it. And number two, get somebody else to do the data entry. You know, really, if you can't, because especially when you're tired after an event or something, the last thing you feel like doing and the last thing you should be doing as an expert and authority is sitting there tinking around with your data entry. So have
you
want to
know what I do, Rhonda? This is an awesome tip. There is a website called Evernote.com. Evernote.com.
Mm-hmm.
I take a picture of each business card with my phone. I then use my phone to email each of those business cards in one big package. I just send one email. All of them are attached to my account on Evernote.
Mm-hmm.
Evernote automatically reads the content of the printed card, transcribes it, and turns it into a CSV file. So it's a text file that has columns in it. My assistant then grabs that file from Evernote and puts it into whatever tool I want.
Right. And that's fine, too. That's really wonderful, easy. I'm glad to know that, because the last time I got an Evernote thing, it was just the business cards, which for a blind person to try to read a bunch of business cards was, like, really not helpful. So I didn't know they often made you CSV. That's very
cool. It does. It puts it in with an image in one column, so it's like a link to the image in one column, and then each of the other columns has the name, the phone number, and the address in it. It's really cool. You do have to set the account up to tell it that you want it to use what's called OCR on the content of images. OCR stands for optical character recognition. If you don't set the settings up, it will only put them into images. It won't actually do the transcription from the images. But if you tell it to use the OCR, it will easily transcribe them all.
Very cool.
What's really nice is from time to time when you meet someone at an event, that person will say, oh, I've only got one business card left, or, oh, I don't have any business cards left. When that happens, I just take a picture of the one card they have left and say, I don't need it. I've got it this way. Thanks. And now I've got the card right there to send to Evernote.
Yeah, that's very cool. How much does that service cost?
It's free.
Oh, well, then there's no excuse. Get that box of that shoe box of business cards and plop them all up into Evernote and then get them into send out cards in your contact manager, and that's really great. You'll be good to go.
Before I found Evernote, after every event, I would put all of those business cards into an envelope, and I would just send them to whoever was going to key them in. It is easy to find people for cheap. I've never paid more than $20 to $25 to have someone key in all of the data from the cards. Whatever you have them keyed into really isn't the bigger issue. It's getting it done, putting it into a format that is usable. I have HiRise HQ, askggg.com/HiRise, H-I-R-I-S-E, H-I-R-I-S-E. HiRise HQ is a CRM, a customer relationship manager. I've used my business cards, putting them into HiRise, which then integrates with tools like MailChimp as an autoresponder. I've done it where I just get the CSV file, and I use the CSV file to import into something like Send Out Cards or Mojo Video Marketing. You can do it any different way, but it's you got to get the data digitized in some way, shape, or form, and it shouldn't be you doing that.
Right, it definitely shouldn't, and that's really the thing is here is don't let it be you doing it. I mean, if you take the pictures of the cards and you get a CSV file, just make sure you have somebody else being there to upload that into your send out cards or other follow-up system. You know,
exactly.
And really the third step is just truly to be consistent And if I would add just a fourth step is focus on the relationships, I guess that really should be something that's mentioned in the system, because it really is about the relationships. It's not what, it's not a gimme. It's not what is somebody going to give to you.
It really is. Well, Rhonda, this was an awesome show. I cannot thank you enough for this. I'm going to go add to the show notes a little bit so that when people are searching for follow-up on networking, they can actually find the show. I think it was one of the best we've ever done on this topic.
Yeah, this was great. We haven't done it this way before, and it was just fabulous to do that with you. So thank you to everybody for listening, and I know Gina will have your people listen to this before JV Alert, because it'll make all the difference in the world.
And if you go look in our history on askggg.com/radio, there are three shows that we've done in the past specifically about networking. One is
right.
with a guest by the name of Mike Evans. One was us and Sahail Khan talking about networking at events. And I can't remember what the third one was. They're all in the last 2 years. If you just scroll through all of the listings on that link on Blog Talk Radio, you will find the other shows we've done on how to network at events. If you combine
right.
those with this, awesome combination. And in the show notes, I'll include links to those other episodes so you can really get the whole package from a couple
yep.
of different shows.
Fantastic.
Thanks again, Rhonda. We will be back next week on Tuesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a fabulous week, everybody.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.